Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
God, it's just a really rough one, man. It really is. I mean, look, thank God the Eagles won that Super Bowl and have given us a great era, but we know a lot of heartbreak in Philly sports. Reed, do you agree with me and James that the bunt will really go down as an all-time Philly sports negative?
Oh, you know, off air, it will be colored, surrounded by colorful language.
Yeah,
I mean, it'll be known as the bunt. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it was so shocking to watch it happen in real time.
Well, it's a fine play if you have a different runner.
Yes.
I mean, it is. I mean,
yeah.
you can pull it off. Now, there's no guarantee, but you can do it. If Trey Turner's on second, if Stott's on second.
I have a question for you, and I asked James this during the last commercial break. I said, is there nobody in the bullpen they could have used to pinch run for him?
Well, they could have. I saw some people saying that on social media. I did see that. Part of the problem
is they have to stay in the game.
Someone has to play the outfield.
Yeah, they have to stay
I know
in
they
the
were
game.
Short, but it's like, I mean, to me, you've got to get the run, and then you figure it out from there. That's my point where the way Rob Thomson manages, it's like he's managing, and it's game 52 of 162 game season. You can't do that in the playoffs.
Well, let's listen to Rob Thomson. So we're going to play the full post game press conference, which was, I'll say, interesting. I mean, he answered a lot of questions. It's about 5 minutes long. Listen to this, then we'll react together. There's a ton in here, including a lot of focus on the bunt early in this. Here we go.
Rob, what went into the decision to have Bryson Stott bunt there as opposed to swinging?
Just left on left. We're trying to tie the score. I liked where our bullpen was at based on as compared to theirs. So we played for the tie at home.
It seemed like the Dodgers were expecting it. Was there any thought of taking it off after?
Well, Mookie did a great job of disguising the wheel play. And we teach our guys that if you see wheel, just go ahead, pull it back and slash because you've got all kinds of room in the middle. Mookie broke so late that it was tough for Stoddy to pick it up.
Did you feel the limitations of your roster not being able to pinch run for Castellanos there?
Well, I mean, it is what it is. So couldn't do much about it. You know, I thought Stoddy laid down a good bunt, but, you know, it's the way it is. You know, we knew that we were going to probably pinch it with Bader. We needed to have Willie there. Plus, if you pinch run Willie for Castellanos and then Bader hits, you have no one to run for him and you don't have another outfielder. So kind of hands were tied.
And is there any thought with it seemed like you had a little bit of momentum there after not playing for the tie, or that didn't really enter the equation?
No, I want to play for the tie because I like where our bullpen was compared to theirs.
Rob, I know this lineup's been one of the deep ones you've had, but right now with Harper and Schwarber and Trey struggling a little bit, is that kind of what's holding you guys back a little bit? You go as they go?
Yeah, I mean, you'd like those guys to be swinging the bats, but I do like what we're doing at the bottom part of the order. Snell was good again tonight, but I thought our bats were better against him tonight than they were in L.A. I don't think we got out of the zone as much as we did in L.A., but, you know, you have to have confidence that those guys will get it going.
And that spot in the sixth where Bryce comes up two on, one out, feels like a moment where he's come through so many times in the past. Did that kind of feel like maybe a turning point in the game?
I mean, I think those guys are trying to do a little bit too much right now, you know, instead of just being themselves and looking for base hits and the power will come.
Rob, you talked a lot in the past about how resilient this group has been. This is probably the ultimate test coming up of resiliency. Mm-hmm. How do you guys sort of get back on track and get back into the series?
Well, you know, I'll have probably a little meeting with him on Wednesday, but I love the fight in the eighth and ninth inning. They fought like hell, and hopefully that carries over into Wednesday. But this is a resilient group. Our backs are against the wall. You just got to come out fighting.
Will Ranger start game three?
It'll be Aaron Nola with Ranger behind him.
What's the reasoning behind that?
Nola's never pitched out of the pen. So how long he goes, I don't know. But and I trust him.
Is there something health-wise with Suarez right now?
No. Nothing.
In the seventh inning, was there any thought in going right to the bullpen instead of sending Lizardo back out there?
No. I mean, he retired 17 in a row. He had 72 pitches. He's pitching great. So, I mean, you'd be asking me the question, why'd you take him out if I did?
And also in the seventh, what'd you make of the way Kirkering pitched? And also before the game, you said maybe you could go a little earlier with Duran. Is there any thought in putting him in the seventh just because he's your best reliever?
No, Kirkering did a pretty good job. And back-to-back nights, you get two outs and you're thinking you're going to get out of it. And then Will Smith hits a slider for a base hit and gives up, you know, we give up two runs. But, he strikes out Edmund. He gets a jam shot to Kiki. Walk Muncy, gets a pop-up, and then the base hit. So we're, you know, you're there thinking, well, we're going to get out of this thing. So I thought he threw the ball well again.
Okay, anything else?
Dynamite. 24 pitches in the first inning, something like that, but it was 70% strikes. He was getting ahead. He was tacking. The slider was really good. Changeup was good. Fastball had a lot of life. Battled out of that, a little bit of a jam in the first inning, and then they rolled from there. So he was fantastic.
All right, that's Rob Thompson last night. Before we go any further and we react, I want you to have a chance to react on the Times Yours line. So the best calls will make it in 3 hours on the game, on what Rob Thompson said, on the Trey Schwarber-Harper thing, on the decision to go with Nola game three, on the bunt, on all of it. Times Yours, 215-238-4500. I implore you. Put that phone number in your phone so in real time, doesn't have to necessarily be in show, but during a game, you see something good or bad, because there's a lot of good that happens in Philly sports. Right now, it feels all bad. 215-238-4500. Store that number in your phone. Call it at any time. Obviously, today, best calls make it in 3 hours. John, your reaction to what you just heard?
Well, why on earth, if you're Rob Thompson, would you think that the concept of trying to tie the score would sit well with anyone who's a competitor, anyone in Philadelphia.
I'm okay with it if circumstances are different. If I have a different runner, I'm okay with it.
All right.
Well, but mentality-wise, it's weak. It's a weak mentality.
You
got to tie the game. I get it. But you don't sit there and say, like, we're playing to tie. Like, you got a runner on second, no outs, and you're down a run. Play to win.
It's just a gross message, and I hate the feeling.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That this is the type of thing that's being sent out to this team on a regular basis. Like, I am so done with this manager, and I know that that's the best place to start the process. So, easiest way to, let's start weeding out A, B, and C and see if it makes us better. He can be the first to go, and I hate being that guy, but The mindset matters so much. Look, I think it matters when we're talking about Miami. Miami, where Vic Fangio was, thrown out of town because he was too tough on the players. That mindset, Mike McDaniels, I think they're a weak-minded team in Miami. I don't want to be a weak-minded team.
Well, I agree.
I think it starts at the top.
Yeah.
And this is a major problem. So, that mindset is a major problem.
I agree with you, John. Let me go from that concept to the latest decision that was made, and it was announced by Rob Thompson in there, the NOLA thing. So, guys, it's okay if Ranger can't pitch, but it's completely unacceptable if Ranger can pitch. Here's the strategy if Ranger can pitch. You ready? Here's the strategy. Ranger, here's the ball. go get me 7 innings.
Go get me as many outs as you can.
Yeah.
Just pitch, Ranger.
Go get me 7 innings, and then I'll use like two or three of my best relievers, and that's it. Because Aaron Nola, off an off day, no less. Yeah, because Aaron Nola wouldn't pitch on the back end of that. Like, the strategy isn't, let me use and I love Nola, but he's a significantly lesser pitcher than Ranger in the year 2025. So if Ranger is healthy, Ranger, here's the ball, go, not Aaron, get me 2 or 3 or 4 innings. Maybe you get touched up a bit. Now my guy's got to come in. We're down 2-1 because I gave you 3 innings. You gave up 2 runs like it's freaking Game 4 a couple years ago with Syndergaard or whatever the hell that game was. Like, enough of that nonsense. Just give the ball to the better pitcher and say, go! What the hell? And I'll tell you, that one could push it over the top to lose his job. Because that one, to me, like, at least the bunt thing, theoretically, happens in, like, a fairly split second. You've had 2 weeks to prepare for this thing. I mean, so my point, John, is Nola getting the ball because he's been a better Philly through the years? It feels that way to me.
And the contract.
Sure.
And that's garbage. That's nonsense. Nuts.
If Ranger Suarez is healthy, I'm telling Boris, I'm not resigning with these clowns if they didn't
put me in
a game.
What a great call. I agree with you, Rhea.
I agree with you totally.
And that's what they are. I mean, I'm sorry, Aaron Nola doesn't deserve the start.
He doesn't.
It feels like the Kimbrel thing again, like a different where it's like there is not one Phillies fan, not one, who thinks that Nola should start over Ranger. We all get it.
As long as Ranger's healthy.
Of course.
Because there is a chance that he's
when he says Ranger's going to come out after him. If his plan, like, we're going to see Ranger in Game 3, it seems.
Well,
like,
it
I don't know
if
he would
way.
Say it that confidently.
I know. Yeah.
Like, but I agree with you. The only thing that, like, makes any logical sense is he's hurt and can't pitch.
All right, so we have a Twitter poll question. It's not about Game 3, but it is about Game 2, and it's about the blame game. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who do you blame the most for the Phillies Game 2 loss to the Dodgers? We've got 4 choices here. We kind of got different groupings. Choice A, our hitters 1 through 3. Obviously, Trey, Schwarber, Bryce. They stunk. Choice B is Orion Kerkring. I would not vote for him, but he hurt the matter. I mean, it went from...
Well, putting him in was the problem.
Well, I could understand the desire to try to get a strikeout, which he initially did because you got 2 guys on and nobody out.
His record of late with inherited runners is atrocious.
I know. Yeah. I know. All right,
you've
so Kirk,
know your people.
Kerkring's B... C is Trey and JT's combined defense when LA did score that first run. I didn't even know it because I am so spun around on this rule. But James says that JT is allowed in that instance to block the plate.
To put a foot in front of the plate there, yep.
Put a foot in front, yeah. So that seemed absent. Trey's throw obviously was errant up to first baseline. A good throw, the player is out, period. And then... maybe Kerkring gets out of it entirely because you'd have 2 outs at that point. And then choice D is Rob Thompson. My guess is this is going to come down to either hitters 1 through 3 or Rob Thompson as the votes come in. Let us know where you stand. Let's get to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, John. The dictionary definition of a catalyst is something that affects change between 2 or more people or parties without itself being affected. And if you click under antonyms, you can find Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, and Trey Turner. they are the opposite of catalyst. That is, I think it was Rhea reposted Marcus Hayes' tweet about their, you know, the heaviest weighted salaries are underperforming, like 2 for 22 or something ridiculous. Like that would get my vote. I mean, just seeing that the second at bat from Turner to where he got struck out on like 3 consecutive changeups, yeah, each of which were progressively lower in the zone. You think that some, just that.
Well, that one looked like one looked like him versus the Mets last year. I don't think all these players have looked ridiculous in making outs. They haven't looked as bad as they did versus the Mets. That at bat by Trey was a horrendous at bat. By the way,
there were a few like that.
There were a couple.
Yeah,
there was
Harper in the sixth. Schwarber in the eighth or whatever it was. Like there were multiple spots with the big dudes where their bats were weak. They were like not competitive at bats.
They were weak, and the root of the problem, again, in the sixth especially, it was awful to watch Bryce swing for the fences when we had, I think, 2 men on, no outs at the time, or 1 out. I think there were.
It was 1 out. It was 2 on 1 out.
Yeah, 2 on 1 out. Bryce is swinging for the fences. It's just, look, we hear Topper say he likes the way we sit bullpen-wise against the Dodgers. The Dodgers' bullpen is their weakness. So why are our best hitters not taking and expressly trying to get Blake Snell out of this game?
Yeah,
exactly. Get your mind right. Do the right thing. Your approach needs to be the proper approach. It's Bryce Harper in that sixth inning. It's Alec Bohm. Even Alec Bohm.
All right, John, I got something for you. I'm serious. So I'm guessing most people probably haven't heard this because, you know, it was after the game and how much you follow in what every player says in the locker room. But I want to play some Alec Bohm audio.
Mm-mm.
This is one of those, like...
Mm-mm. When?
I don't know. 10 o'clock last night, post game.
Oh.
So, not good. All right? Not good. Listen to Alec Bohm take you inside his mindset as a hitter in the crucible of October. This will cause a lot of people to say, I can't have him back next year. I'm telling you. Listen to Bohm.
I've felt this. I've said
You've seen it.
This. I want this. I don't want him back.
Yeah.
Well, because this mindset is pervasive.
Listen,
I believe this.
Listen to his mindset.
I think you're trying so hard that you just, whatever it is, you just kind of, it just gets you. You just kind of, I don't know how to explain what happens in those spots, but you just, everything's so heightened and you're so kind of like, you're just so hyper focused that you see something and you don't even know like why you swung or what, like it just happens. So, you know, that's just the part of the game where you got to slow it down as best you can and stay within yourself and just try to, you know, just hit a little line drive up the middle or something.
You don't even know why you swung.
Yikes.
Think about that.
Like, yikes,
man. You don't even know why you swung. What he's...
You don't say out loud, buddy.
If it
shouldn't happen, but if it's happening, you don't say out loud, man. That's unbelievable, Joe.
James, it is. It was the most astounding
piece
of audio
after the
game. I can't
believe it. And it's almost like he knew as he was saying. He's like, I got to figure out a way to say this that isn't like bad. And he's like, well, can't do it. Just going to say it.
I mean...
What was that?
It is a player overcome by the moment. Period.
Yes. Yeah.
It is a player overcome by the moment. You don't even know why you swung. It is so in his mind. And listen, not every player is Kobe Bryant, right? Not every player can be DeMamba, okay? Not every player can do that. I'm not saying everybody can because they can't. But you want to be closer to that than I don't even know why I swung. I was so overcome by the moment, I don't even know why I swung. Are you freaking kidding me? 215-592-9494.
That's certainly not a pick-me-up.
I am
right,
like,
Rhea?
I'm almost speechless.
Had you heard that last night?
I have not heard it.
That's astounding.
Wow.
That's astounding audio. I don't even know why I swung. Okay. Ruben Amaro joins us in studio. We'll play a lot of audio for you through the show. Things that were said notably last night. Two most notable things post-game were that Rob Thompson's going to go with Aaron Nola in game 3, and Alec Bohm doesn't even know why I swung. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. how they've helped me through the years and how they can help you as well. I wish they could help our baseball team. They can't, but they can help you with your teeth. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, you know, I've been a patient at PI Dental now for 24 years. My mom, a patient for over 30 years. With Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists, they specialize in the restoration and replacement of teeth. They are sensational with what they do. PI Dental Center are the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a tremendous, dramatic transformation in a mere one day. If you're struggling with your teeth, I'm telling you, man, get yourself there. PIDentalCenter.com is the website to start with. They're located in Fort Washington. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.